Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series, your vibrational, multidimensional vitamin for the body, mind, and spirit. I'm Carrie Murphy, your host, creator, and founder of this global broadcast and brilliant community of light. I do want to extend a bright and a beautiful good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all of you tuning in from around the world to help me welcome my beautiful friend, Lisa Barnett. We're going to talk about quantum healing through your Akashic record. We'll talk about soul contracts, aligning to our soul's path to create abundance, and much more. Plus, Lisa will take us into the quantum field of the Akashic records and offer a group healing that will really assist you in releasing fear, anxiety, and any old timelines that no longer serve you. So welcome home, New Earth Navigators, Luminous Light Leaders, and Starlight Messengers for this next phase of your spiritual awakening and exploration. Just know this is a very safe haven for you, a sacred space and a soulful sanctuary to be reunited with soul family. This is a unity community to empower you and liberate you. You are all brilliant beacons of light. Together we're creating space for grace to flow. This is, the way I see it, a grand invitation for you to dissolve doubt, to release limitation, and soar into new heights of freedom and sovereignty. I'm dedicated and devoted to walking hand in hand and heart to heart with all of you as we expand our angel wings and soar into new realities and potentials together. And today's show is another Heart Homecoming with Lisa. So just relax, breathe, open, and receive. So thankful that you found your way here today. Please subscribe to our show if you haven't already. It's a free platform. You can access everything at straighttalkforthesoul.com. You can also listen to all of our replays on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Audible, and Stitcher, and connect with us further in our private Facebook group or on Instagram. All you have to do is enter in Straight Talk for the Soul to find us. Now my favorite question, what is the best that could happen today with Lisa, myself, and all of you gathered here? Please set a clear, empowered personal intention for what you wish to experience today. My intention with our journey is to be a clear and pristine ray of divine light and love, allowing for the greatest openings for all of us into healing, vitality, joy, and empowerment, and of course for loving energy to flow through my voice and this sacred energetic space with grace and ease, welcoming and inviting in the highest divine support and participation throughout our time together. Write in and let Lisa and I know how you're feeling. If there's anything that you want clearing on during the group clearing, and when we go into the Akashic records, let us know in the webcast, and I'll be checking in. And because Lisa will take us into the Akashic records for that group healing later on, and it's usually pretty comprehensive. So let us know what your challenges are, and we'll try to address them. And now let me tell you about my amazing co-creative partner. Lisa is the international best-selling author of From Questioning to Knowing, 73 Prayers to Transform Your Life, and The Infinite Wisdom of the Akashic Records. Her third book, Awaken to Your Life Purpose and Understand Your Soul Plan, will be available on Amazon soon. She is also the founder of the Akashic Knowing School of Wisdom, where she has taught thousands of students worldwide how to access their personal soul wisdom and guidance to transform their lives, working directly with their personal Akashic record keepers. She has more than 25 years of experience in spiritual healing and teaches people these simple tools to empower them to find greater fulfillment, happiness, abundance, and health. She helps you align with your soul path, understand your soul contracts, and complete your karma and your vows. And today we're going to talk about how the Akashic records are in the quantum field. And in this layer of the Akashic field, you can actually go in and rewrite history. And this field is far more fluid than we might imagine. Nothing is written in stone, and everything is changeable. and we can alter the past to change the present energy, which then changes our experience of life. This is all very empowering information, and I love my time with Lisa. So let's get started. Please join me in extending waves and waves of love and light and joy to Lisa as I welcome her back to the show. So welcome back, my dear.
Thank you, Carrie. I am so excited to be back here with you and your beautiful, lovely light workers group. And just, I'm really thrilled and excited. So, yay.
Yay is right. I love our time together because you're always so happy and joyful, and it's so clear that you love what you do. And, you know, having been involved with the Akashic Records for so long, Lisa, I was thinking back to when you and I first met. It's been a long time. I don't know, 10, 15 years, something
know.
Like that. And each time you're here, I'm sure that, you know, everything deepens even more, you know, this work with you. So let's start with the foundational overview of the Akashic Records, you know, what they really are, how we can use them to support our evolution. What's important to share, Lisa?
Yes, absolutely. So the simple definition is that your Akashic Record is the recording of your soul's journey. And so what that means, because we are very ancient, wise, really eternal or infinite souls, that means that you have a whole library all to you. And so I love the idea. I often picture it as a beautiful stone, big library with a gorgeous garden in the back, and we have our own librarians, the Akashic Record Keepers, mm-hmm. and beings of light that are here supporting us. Your own Akashic team. They're not mm-hmm. like anything else, right? They're not angels. They're not loved ones who have crossed over. They're pure energy of and really for the Akashic field. And so the fact that you have a recording of everything you have ever been or done on Earth, and, of course, in all the other places, planes, and dimensions, because mm-hmm. I believe we're all starseed, that means that there is so much information that is here to support this life, because your soul makes a plan, and mm-hmm. it's really that plan that we're here to understand and to follow that is connected to our soul purpose.
Yes. You know, when you just said that you feel we're all starseeds, I agree. I think what I've noticed is that the ones who become more aware of that are the ones who call themselves that because they have memory or recollection, whereas some others, they haven't opened up to that realization. But I agree, we all are. So in terms of the soul plan, what's exciting that you talk about, which I feel is empowering, is that this can be changed. Is that...
yeah, no, it is. And especially, you know, right now, where we are in our evolution and our history, it's particularly important to, you know, be conscious of that. So sometimes we talk about karma, and I always say that, you know, karma is not a punishment. It's all about learning and growth. And we actually wrote those challenges in our soul's plan so that we as a soul have that growth. So we don't just come here for vacation, right? Even though I wish we did.
Oh, Earth, that fun place. Let's go there.
Right? But I honestly also believe that is what we're doing and where we are going, is creating mm-hmm. this beautiful new Earth, and then we will come back here for that joy and that, you know, really that blissful vacation on planet Earth. I think that's what's coming, and that's mm-hmm. what we're creating. But in the meantime, we're using this beautiful planet to learn and grow as a soul. So mm-hmm. often what happens is we write these challenges into our soul's plan. we have whatever it might be. Sometimes it could be, a big trauma in our life. Sometimes it's our abusive parents or great loss or, you know, a traumatic accident or all sorts of things create trauma. And of course, some of those really go on to create PTSD. And I think that a lot more people are experiencing that sort of energy trauma just because of the last few years that we've been living through on our planet has created more trauma than is a global unit than ever before. So the truth is that we make these plans so that we can learn and grow and that we can actually help other people to learn and grow.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you talked about us all having an Akashic team, do you see all of us, prior to coming into this incarnation, meeting with that Akashic team to decide upon the soul plan, or do we do that with other beings or just on our own?
No, we definitely do it with other souls that we're planning on writing contracts with, right? So we get together with many of the souls that are part of our soul family, many of the souls that we've had experience with in other lifetimes or other places and even other dimensions. And we say, hey, we're all going back to Earth now for this experience. Let's make a plan. And so, who wants to be my life partner? Who wants to be my child? Who wants to be my best friend? And, of course, there's numerous of those contracts because many of us have numerous life partners. We have many best friends or close relations and relatives and sometimes children, some business partners. We write all of those soul contracts. So we get together with really probably hundreds of other souls that we've known before in other times, places, dimensions, and say, who wants to join me on this, Earth this time and make some choices, right? So what are we going to work on? What do we want to learn? I want to learn about this. Who can support me in that, right?
Who wants to play in the adventure this time? Yes.
Right, exactly.
Someone had asked an important question. It feels relevant to you, put in here right now. Cynthia had asked, is chronic illness a part of a soul plan? And is whether it is cured or not also decided before birth?
Oh, fabulous question. Thank you, Cynthia. So we're very complicated. And so chronic illness is often part of the plan in the way that, say, I didn't wake up to some things I wanted to do or how I wanted to grow or experiences I wanted to have. And so it's almost like setting up a trigger that says, okay, I'm going to have a chronic illness to slow me down, to make me stop and go deeper, maybe make me search into some other, kind of thoughts or concepts so that I can learn and wake up. Right?
Yes.
So I actually had that experience in my life also because I had in my 20s, through my whole teens, I had actually studied spirituality. I was very, very awake from really almost birth. And at 20, 21, when my second best friend died, I decided to, just throw my plan away, throw my purpose away, throw all my gifts away. I didn't want to have anything to do with them because I was so traumatized by the death of my two soul sisters. So I went down a completely different path. I mean, I took a total left turn. And because of that left turn, after about 15 years, it ended up triggering a chronic illness, which ended up getting me to go to an acupuncturist who eventually said, I can heal your body, but I cannot heal your soul. You need to, You need to go to a good healer, energy healer, psychic, you know, somebody who can tell you what's going on. So for me, my chronic illness actually triggered me to wake back up again and get back on my soul path. And I believe that that is common for many of us.
Agreed. Yes. Happened to me too when I was 26. Yeah, 26 years old. So, and just it kind of shakes things up, rattles things up, and it allows you to make new choices, new decisions. And it can actually completely transform your experience. I know it did for me, so I didn't know that about you, Lisa. I don't think you've ever shared that before, but something new every time. But going back to Cynthia's question, so when we're talking about the potential of rewriting soul plans and all of that, for someone like her who may have a chronic disease illness, can she rewrite that? How would someone go about something like that?
So what I find is that when we have become conscious, when we've actually aligned to that aspect of our soul's plan or purpose, that when we realize in kind of a bigger picture sort of way, which is where the Akashic Records are so, so helpful, then we, yes, can go into the field, into this quantum field, which is, of course, holds the no-time-space lives that we are having. And we can clear some old contracts. We can release some pain. We can realign so that we are moving forward, because we're often stuck in a lot of old stories that are no longer serving us. So I think the biggest aspect is kind of the consciousness, the awareness. So as soon as we become conscious.
I was just going to say that. Yeah. Yes. That awareness, Cynthia, is what opens the new doors, you know, for alchemy. And as you mentioned, I mean, so the Akashic Records are in this quantum field, which is malleable, which is fluid, changeable, which is why these things can change in that field. Talk about that a little bit, because that's really important in terms of understanding this.
Right, absolutely. So one of the things that I really find so valuable is being able to move outside of time and space into past lives where we have stuck emotional pain, trauma, physical pain, old stories, right? And I often use like the story of being burned at the stake, because we know that so many of us as light workers have died during the, you know, during the Inquisition. We have had extreme sort of deaths. And often what will happen during that death, it will trigger our soul to splinter off. And to, when we splinter, we kind of lose that aspect of those gifts and talents, as well as kind of losing the wisdom or that soul growth. And often along with these traumas, we make vows such as, I am never going to share my gifts again because that got me killed.
Right.
And so in this quantum field of the all, we can go back and kind of grab a hold of these lifetimes that are still existing, and we can do healing on that lifetime, because it's almost like you can pull them out. The visual that I get with this is, if you can picture that you are standing or floating, really, in the middle of a swirling ball of energy that is swirling all around you. And it's actually huge. So say you're floating in the middle of this ball, and it may be, you know, 100 yards across or so. You know, so it's not a close. It's not part of your energy field or your auric field. It's really big. So you can see all these lights and all this energy swirling around you. And what we know is that this is kind of an aspect, a way of viewing the quantum field. And so when I ask the Akashic Record Keepers, to show me the lifetimes in which I died for being a healer, what I see is these little lights, like these little balls of energy, it looks like a little story floating in a little bubble, will pop out of that big swirling energy, and they'll kind of pop forward, and I can, you know, take a hold of them, stretch them out, see the story, do the energetic healing, fill them back up with, you know, beautiful, high vibrational energy now that we've really released the pain, released the vows, released the contracts to stay hidden with those groups. And then we can really heal them and put them back into the quantum field, and that will shift all the other energy. So it will shift
right.
the energy for you now.
Exactly. That's what's so exciting. And, you know, it seems like we talk about that kind of thing on our show a lot, which is bringing back the soul fragments that you, in the way you described it, that are kind of splintered off in these moments of trauma or tragedy in timelines or lifetimes. And then since everything is happening simultaneously, healing one aspect, you know, impacts everything here and now. So in terms of the contracts and the vows that happen in those times and spaces and places, they can really impact, you know, our health, but they can also impact finances. I know that certain past lives can make it challenging for someone to create abundance in any form with money in the present. So can you address that? Because I know that's a topic everyone is interested in.
Yes, of course. Right? Who does want to be more abundant? So, again, in this energy field, the great blessing is, to me, is that we can converse with these beautiful Akashic beings of light, our record keepers. So when we ask them a question, are there past lives that are blocking my abundance? Is there something or things that happened in my childhood, in this life? Is there ancestral energy that's been passed down through my ancestral lineage? Any and all that are affecting my ability to create an abundant life? And, of course, it can be around money or love and relationship or a health, right? So we can ask really specifically, let's work on the money aspect. Where are there blocks? What past lives did I possibly make a contract or take a vow or something happened, right? So we know that we sometimes die a, you know, untimely death when we're very wealthy. Maybe somebody robs us and kills us. Or maybe we're a not very nice landowner and we, you know, treat everybody like slaves, right? The serfs, they were our serfs and we tax them, you know, incredibly and we die, you know, alone and sickly and we're just like, okay, I messed that life up. I'm not doing that ever again. So we often relate being miserable to money. For some reason, because I just think that we've had these kinds of lives where the money has not been the blessing, whereas, you know, it's showed up like where we feel like, oh, I can't have friends. I don't trust anybody. People are all after, you know, me for my money, right? So we get these kind of ideas sometimes in our heads. And so then we say, I don't want to have money ever again. And so these kind of vows that are just hanging out there, they're not getting released unless we literally kind of consciously go in and say, let me go into that past life. Let me heal that conscious belief that money makes me miserable or, you know, money makes me lonely, where I'm blaming my unhappiness on the money, right? Mm-hmm. So let's clear and shift that energy. Let's, you know, just we can upgrade and update a lifetime. With higher, clearer energy, we can really release. I like to burn those old vows because, of course, when we burn things, it just recycles it immediately to be, you know, to move into the energy or vibration for your highest and best good now in this moment in this body that we're experiencing. So you know, it's great to be able to go back and look for all of these varieties of places where we have gotten stuck. And many of them are in this lifetime too. So of course, sometimes we have parents who are poor, and so we, you know, we have beliefs. Maybe they have beliefs around money, and they talk about that in the family, and we're just unconsciously taking that on. Mm-hmm. So all of these different layers are very, very helpful to clear in your own personal Akashic records. And of course, we can do a little bit of that when we do the group clearing later on. But, you know, I always love to blow up vows of poverty and such that we've taken.
Yes.
And, you know, they're always
good.
Please
tell me that later.
Yes.
Yeah, that's always something beautiful to include. And, you know, you have, we're going to talk about your offers later, but people can actually learn how to do this. I mean, in your school and in one of you, in Offer B, people can learn how to connect with their own Akashic teams, record keepers, and do this all on their own. But you also provide, you know, activations and clearings for people who just want that. If they don't want to learn how to do this on their own, they can just receive the clearings, you know, whether it's, and we'll go through it, but through for relationships, for all these different things. How does that actually work, Lisa, since these are like recorded clearings? And does it happen in stages, or do you find that people can just listen to one of these one time, whether it's about relationships or a pain in the body, and it happens like right away?
Well, you know, we are all, of course, very unique, and I think one of the really fun things is that people will get to experience the way this works with me in the Akashic Records, because that's exactly what we'll be doing as a group, you know, for 15 or 20 minutes a little bit later on, do this clearing and activation and realigning and everything. So you'll get to see and feel, you know, what that actually looks like. And what I find is that in these activations that we're going to talk about that are part of my package, there's a lot of hours of it, because every time, you know, I can say we can clear some vows of poverty, but I sometimes will sit down and work for hours on one thing like money, because as I was mentoring, there's many layers, right? We have the childhood conscious beliefs, we have unconscious childhood beliefs, we have ancestral beliefs, we have many, many different past lives. And so we as humans tend to heal in layers, because what the record keepers always say is that if we cleared everything in an instant, you would be so unanchored from life and your body that you may not stay on the planet. So what that means is when we come in, we really, our soul makes a contract with the physical form and anchors into the body. And so if we kind of blow everything that we've ever kind of known or done or come to work on in one instant, you know, you just might literally almost like float away. So the way we as humans like to work, prefer to work, is to, you know, clear a layer, get used to it, start to, you know, take a step in a different direction, right? So one small shift in trajectory can be a big shift in your path. So we like to take one step to the right, and that starts to walk us down a little different path, and then maybe a week later, we're going to take another step so we can bring it into our lives with ease and grace, and we can really consciously make these changes and actualize it in our life so that we can enjoy it. Right.
Yes. Yeah, I had this visual of, you know, layers of clothing. You know, it's like if we're, you know, it's really cold outside and we have all these layers of clothes, we're not going to just take them all off. You know, it's just like go slowly, layer by layer. And that really is how it works with energy as well. So I'm glad that you explained it that way. And yeah, Lacey just wrote in and said, I'm learning so much right now. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for doing that.
Yeah. So I'm going to, I'm going to go into our webcast and look at some of the things that people are writing in about. So Jess wrote in and said, how would we transcend challenges in relationships with family and partners and release those traumas?
Great question. So let's take a sliver of that and start with challenges with family. So one of the things I think is really helpful for us to know is that we write soul contracts with many, many, many people and not with everyone. So the interesting thing is you may have a soul contract, say, with your mother to work on some aspect of soul growth that you want to work on in this lifetime. So let's just pick unconditional love. So you said, I really want to get this unconditional love. I really want to be able to love everybody no matter what they show up like in the world. And so so this other soul comes along and says, hey, I would love to be your mom. I think that would be really fun. So I'll be the mom who is maybe not very present. Maybe I'm really busy. Maybe I'm, you know, working too hard, or sometimes we have a, you know, we have parents with addiction or whatever that might be, but we, they're not very loving, and sometimes we go into judgment, right? That are, we have a bad parent. And so here is the challenge, which we, you know, could call a karmic pattern, but really it's what your soul wants to learn. And here you are going, okay, let's see. What's my soul contract about with my mother? What can I understand? What can I know? What can I, like, see to shift how I'm feeling about her? And then we start to actually be able to do that sort of clearing or healing work with our parent. And sometimes it may be about doing a lot of forgiveness work. It could be learning to access your own Akashic records, where you literally are going back into your childhood, probably again and again, because a childhood could, you know, be easily, you know, 16, 18, 20 years of issue. And so we want to continue to work on all these different aspects so that we can start to move into this higher view, this beautiful, high vibrational view of love, unconditional love, and see how can I bring that more clearly into my life. Now, it's also possible that the contract, say, with your mother is complete. And so it may be that part of the contract was about you learning unconditional love, but it may not have been a full lifelong contract, which would mean that maybe she has other aspects she wanted to learn. Maybe she wanted to learn about what she would call abandonment. And so her intention was to have a child abandon her and to learn about how you treat people, how they react to you, unconditional love, all of these different aspects of love. And so we're pretty complicated. And, again, this is why I really, really love to teach people to access their personal Akashic records so they can go in, you know, again and again and again every day for their life using this profound tool to understand and to transform the life, their life experience.
Yeah, and maybe we could do a little bit of that in the group healing, include that as well as the clearing poverty vows, blocks to abundance. And then let me read a few more that people wanted included. Let's see. Lacey had said, hi, Lacey, called to ask if we can include a clearing of fear of self-expression in the group clearing. So I'm going to make a note of that. And she said, thank you, amazing ladies, for your time and energies. exciting. Thank you, Lacey. So, and then someone else wrote in about, can we include, let's see, who wrote this in? Christine from New Mexico said, thank you, Carrie and Lisa. So excited to be here today. Ready to be empowered and clear insomnia. Forever and for the highest light of all, can we include this request in the Akasha group clearing today? So that's insomnia.
Okay. I'm glad you're keeping track of these.
Yes, I'm writing them down and I'll mention them to you before we do that.
Thank you.
Also one for chronic physical illness. We're going to be covering a lot today. okay. And then let's see. Someone else asked, where did it go? Mary said, I have a creative project that's been brewing for some years that is stalled by what I have experienced as past life inhibitions, including that I was killed before for expressing my authentic self. Is it possible to go into the Akashic Records and heal this kind of challenge? Also, is it possible to go forward in the Akashic Records and access the finished project in order to complete it now? Great question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so absolutely. I think that one of the, I'm going to say, easiest things to work on is when we have something very specific like that. Like, I feel blocked around this project, and so we have very specific kind of idea of what I'm asking for. Sometimes people, when they come for an Akashic reading with me, they'll say, can we just clear all karma, all contracts? You know, and again, it's kind of like, you wouldn't really be happy with the a result of that, right? We come for a reason, and that's not just to delete, you know, everything. But when we have a real specific question, issue, it's really so much easier, honestly, to clear. Because then we ask the record keepers, again, you have a whole team of librarians that are just waiting to find all those books for you and tell you where they are and what they are. And we'll ask about all the different lifetimes, about inhibition and inhibition of different kinds, whether it was around artistic inhibition, sexual inhibition, emotional inhibition, right? So
we're
right on the layers.
Yeah.
And then, so easy to heal, and then the lovely thing is, of course, we can reclaim and bring all of those gifts energetically back into your body now. So that is,
Yay. Yeah,
those are really kind of great. And then what I notice with the future is that we can ask to go kind of out into that energy of the future and, like, reclaim any wisdom, ideas, concepts, direction, help, assistance, right, that we can give ourselves now. And we can really ask to kind of bring that into our body now, too. So they're both, you know, when we reclaim the energy of the past life gifts or we reclaim the energy of the future completed project, they're both very energetic. Sometimes we get real specific kind of downloads or pictures or images or ideas. I know when I did kind of the future ones, I laughed because I just got such a really clear image of being done. I was actually wanting to get on a TEDx stage, and I was putting out applications, and so I went to my future self who had already done the TEDx, and I asked for some help, and the funny thing was I saw myself in a specific outfit that I never wear, and and I was on a Caribbean island, which I think is fascinating because I haven't been on a Caribbean island in probably, let me think, my 25 years, and it was so kind of weirdly specific and energetically, and I, you know, the funny thing is I'm like, what did I tell myself? I'm not really sure, but not that many months later, I was invited to a TEDx stage. So now I'm looking forward to the Caribbean Islands part after I do my TEDx in December. I'm planning a trip to the Caribbean in January.
Perfect. That is so beautiful.
Yeah, so we have to, You know, I kind of share that specific detail because in a lot of ways it has to do also with us receiving, right, really completely receiving the energy we are being given back from our past or our future, and then taking steps that we are intuitively kind of drawn to take, because often that's really how it's showing up. It's showing up as a, oh, maybe I'll apply to that stage. That's kind of interesting, you know, or whatever it is. Or you talk to somebody who says, oh, I know a coach who could be, and you're like, I feel that energy. I'm going to follow those breadcrumbs. Right?
Yeah.
So we need to receive that energy and then take the steps.
Mm-hmm. So, Mary, thank you for bringing that up, because that closely ties in with Lacey's request for, in the group healing, for self-expression. So this will be, you know, releasing those inhibitions for self-expression. So we can add that in there. A couple people wrote in about abuse and addiction.
Mm-hmm.
So those are always big ones for people.
Yes, they are.
And then Lizbeth from Toronto said, hi, Carrie and Lisa. Thank you for choosing me. Wishing you a peaceful and joyous show today. Thank you, Lizbeth. Her question is, if we alter our soul contract, how might this influence our soul's choice of exit windows for the fulfillment of our purpose here and the completion of our mission in this incarnation?
Mm.
That's a great question, too.
Yeah, great. Lots of wonderful questions. So the interesting thing with soul contracts is that I do everything I do is under guidance of my Akashic Records if I'm working for me, or a client's Akashic Records when I'm doing a one-on-one session, or the really group Akashic Masters when I'm doing this kind of group healing. So the intention is always highest and best good for all concerned, of course. So what they say is that we often overextend our contracts. So we sometimes say we're in a marriage and we wrote a contract to have a family, and that it was more about the children and raising the children than about kind of being together forever. And so often that contract will end when, say, the youngest child is 18,
mm-hmm.
something
mm-hmm.
like that. And often we feel, we're kind of in a societal collective conscious pattern of, you know, you should stay married forever. And so I have lots and lots of clients come to me and say, is it okay if I get divorced now? You know, I've been married for 30 years and we're just totally on different paths, right?
Right.
So we can go into the records and ask the record keepers, is that soul contract with your spouse complete? And if they say yes, and sometimes they'll say, yes, it was 10 years ago, actually, you know. So, and sometimes they'll say, no, not yet, because there is, you know, the contract would say more about going on the spiritual path together. And so your soul wants you to give it one more try. Say, can I bring my spouse along? Is there a way to make the spiritual journey more interesting to them instead of straight up walking away? But what they say is that we can write a contract, but we both have to play, right? We both have to be engaged. And if one person shuts it off or goes down a completely different path or is not doing whatever, you know, process or that you contracted around, that contract actually becomes null and void. So say that partner, you came together to learn something, to do something, but that partner is not involved. And so that becomes null. And so they will go on and, you know, learn about that situation with someone else because you've done everything you can to complete that contract.
Right. Well,
and then
this
just
is
one
also,
more thought.
Yeah, go ahead.
So in past lives, often these contracts, because it's, say, in the past, it's not appropriate for you in this body now. You don't even maybe have that relationship. Or sometimes we have group contracts where we've contracted with, say, a group of healers to stay safe. We want to stay hidden. So as a collective, as a group, we are staying hidden, and that's affecting you in your life now, and they're not even here. So
right.
We can clear and release those kind of out-of-time contracts that are stuck outside of time space that are not valid in this life that you're living now. It's from mm-hmm. another day, another time, another world, whatever it might be.
Yes.
So we can release them from you here and now in this life, in this body.
To liberate you. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Joanna and Jackie both wrote in about clearing procrastination. So I'm going to make a note of that as well, which is kind of similar to, you know, the inhibition, you know, needing the confidence for self-expression. They all kind of tie in together. That procrastination is usually tied in with that. So we will add that in there, Joanna and Jackie. And what I would love to do, because I know that we want to do this long group clearing and it can take 15, 20 minutes or whatever needs to happen. What I'd love to do now, Lisa, is talk about your packages, the special offers that you've created for our community. That way people can get empowered. They can do the healings on their own. They can learn if they want to. So let's go through that. Both of these offers can be found at straighttalkforthesoul.com. Click on our marketplace. You will see Lisa's beautiful smiling face. Click on her picture. It's your picture matches my background, Lisa.
Oh, it does. I love, and that's actually the house. That's my house. That's the color of my
Is
home.
It?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. My favorite color. It's all over mine as well. So
I know. I love your Facebook pictures. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I could live in her house.
Thank you. It looks like ours are similar. So, okay, my dear. So we have offer A is what I briefly mentioned earlier, the divine frequency, the activations and clearings from the Akashic Masters to empower your life. And this is where you will receive these divine clearing energies to support you in releasing long-standing karma, clear past vows that hold you in these stuck patterns, learn about contracts that are ready to be either released or renewed. And I love the topics because they're very specific. I don't know. I'll let you go through them if you'd like to, Lisa. I know the first one is creating deep relationships. I'm going to let you describe what is in here.
Okay. So each one of these is about an hour and a half, maybe even a little bit more. So you can see that when we go and start wanting to work on all of these multiple layers that are affecting us, that, you know, we could do an hour and a half clearing and you could listen to it again. So you're going to get a great example, really, of what it feels like, how I work. But if you really want a lot of clearing, this is such a fabulous package because we go into relationships. We talk about soul contracts that are vows, childhood program, like I was mentioning, you know, whether it's a codependency or where we had parents that created kind of this level of low self-esteem in our home. And so we go through all of these layers working on that to open our hearts. And we even do a heart chakra clearing because I often see that as really a constricted heart with some kind of energy of scarring in it. And so we go through and do that specifically too so that you can start to open your heart further, which is so important in creating deep and loving relationships. And then we go on and we clear painful emotions and we work on creating boundaries because so often I find that we are very confused about who we are and what our soul path is supposed to be about because we have so many people in our space and in our head and running us around and we have past life, you know, vows to be of service, and we have our family that wants us to do this or that or the other thing, and we are just unclear. So we do a lot of work. Again, these are another hour and a half of clearing around all of that to be able to create clear, strong boundaries, releasing the cords and the connections that no longer serve you so that you can be on your soul path.
And also clearing trauma from violence in this life, as well as painful emotions from being fired or treated badly at work. So there's a lot, that's merged into this audio and clearing. So they're all very powerful. I mean, you could spend a lot of time on just one of these to get through the layers of them.
Right. And again, there's, trauma, connected addictions. I think somebody asked to do some of that. But so there's an hour and a half of that in here. There's another hour and a half of physical pain and health issues. So we'll get to touch on a few minutes of that today. But, this gives you, I'm not sure we even have an emotional clearing tool around families and the holidays. We've got holidays coming up with Thanksgiving here in November, and then we've got Hanukkah and Christmas and, all sorts of holidays and New Year's and, where you might be around your family. So if for
perfect
nothing
timing.
Else, that's well worth it just for the session number 7.
Just that. Yes, and a few people wrote in about physical pain. So session 5 is physical pain and health issues. The trauma and addictions is number 4. Pain body release technique is number 6. As you said, the holiday emotional clearing for families. And then you've included the 16 Akashic prayers. It's a PDF, and it has some powerful prayers because those are very specific as well. And people could really work on those. I mean, it's clearing family ancestral influences, creating heaven on earth, strength, courage, abundance of love, prayers for jealousy and competition, healing family relations. And so I'm glad that you have included that. Lots of bonuses too. Do you want to share what those are?
Yeah, so they really are another where I did these live with, another hour and a half where people just kind of like exactly what we're going to do today would ask about their subject. And so we just worked on all sorts of different things, disappointment in life, soul contracts as a mother whose child died, and that accompanying feeling of fear and unworthiness. There was some very, very deep, and we often relate to them even if we don't have that specific experience. We may have had it in another lifetime, or that kind of fear or pain sometimes holds us back, and we don't even know it. It's totally unconscious. So, of course, the fear of sharing your gifts with the world and the fear of being seen and unnoticed and noticed, is so big with light workers. We even did some clearing blocks to receive Atlantean and Lemurian energies from the past, because so many of us have lived in those realms and that's, So lots and lots of that, more hours of
additional clearings.
Additional clearings.
More and more. And so that's a huge, huge offering, and that is Offer A. And it is $127 for all of that. We have the 3-pay option. So that is a beautiful opportunity and offering from Lisa. Offer B is all of that. Plus, you get access to, it's a home study program where you can learn to access your personal Akashic wisdom. This is one of the most popular, offerings that you have here that people really love, Lisa. So they can do it at their convenience. It's 6 2-hour recorded course sessions, led by you. People can read through all of this, but I mean, it's a lot. 12 hours of guidance in helping you access your personal record. this is your, like, this is what you do.
This is absolutely my signature program. This is what I have been called to Earth to do. Honestly, the Akashic Records Keepers asked me many, many years ago if I would help them bring the Akashic energy back to humanity. They said at this time they had pulled the energy away from the planet during the Dark Ages because we misused it. And so in the, you know, late 1980s, they were like, it's time to bring this back. Having access to your own Akashic Records is truly your birthright. Mm-hmm. And they said, would you start a school? Would you help us do this, bring it back to humanity? And, of course, I said yes. How do you say no to a bunch of beings of light? But this is, you know, so I always say I'm blessed because I can say this is my purpose, is to help bring Akashic Records back to humanity. And this is the first class where I literally teach you the five-step wisdom prayer system that the Akashic Masters gave me all those years ago. There's also seven healing prayers in there. There's 12 hours of me teaching you step by step with exercises. There's a downloadable manual. I give you so many more tools, teach you so many tools to make it easier. And so it really is so powerful at this time, you know, in history. It's interesting to me because, you know, I've been teaching this more in person for many, many, many years back in the olden days, you know, 15 years ago before we were all online, 20 years ago before we were really all doing this online. But the time is so important right now because next year, right, this year is about a lot of this, let's bring all the garbage up so we can see it and let it go, make new choices, create our new earth. And then really, the next 5 years is about creating our new earth. Mm-hmm. And that means that if you want to have a powerful tool that you can use every day through your whole life, then this is really that tool.
Yeah, 2022 is a builder year. So to step into that role as a new earth designer and creator of your own experience is your birthright, like Lisa said. And they will also have email access to you. There's a private Facebook group so they can connect and share in with other Akashic students. MP3s of all the calls to keep forever. So this is a really comprehensive program to be able to be empowered to do this on your own. And I love that. So, and then there are bonuses here, that people can look at and review, and there's a lot here. So, and I want to say the price point here. So offer B is $217. So that is all of A, all of this for $217, and you have the 3-pay option. So wonderful opportunity to work into this so that you're ready for the new year. And just as I said that, there's always butterflies at some point, Lisa, in the show. Butterfly just flew in, so there's opportunities for transformation for all of you as you move into 2022. So, and I love that people will have that knowledge, Lisa, and wisdom to access their own Akashic team, you know, to access the record keepers, to ask these questions that they have and get their own answers.
It is so powerful because of all the the questions that we have moving forward. What are we doing? What's this about? How can I best, you know, kind of ascend? How can I best raise my frequency? And honestly, to me, according to the record keepers, this is really a profound way to raise your frequency and awaken and ascend into the creator of this new earth that we're creating. So it really is very perfect to have the, you know, 14 hours of divine frequency activations and clearing so you can, over the next few months, just keep working on yourself, clearing, releasing, letting things go, and then also learning how to do this for yourself so that you can be empowered and that you can know those contracts that are complete and that you can say, it's time for me to walk away. This is really done. I don't need to struggle over this anymore. Or, oh, here's a way that maybe I can really support that person that I was never aware of in the past. So we really want to empower you going forward to create this new earth. I am so excited about it personally, and I am so excited to share this with everyone who's listening. So,
and you're a wonderful teacher, Lisa. So people listening to the audios and learning all of these things from you, I mean, it's just it's an uplifting, empowering experience. So, all right. So I'm looking back in the webcast. A couple other things that would like to be included. Let's see, who said this? I made it. Barbara from Canada. She'd like a clearing of depression, grief from loss of families, members, friends, pets. A lot of people, yeah, feel that way, Lisa. I've been receiving a lot of emails from people. You know, family dynamics are changing. Friend dynamics can be changing. Of course, the loss of pets is always something that people are challenged by. So if we can do grief and depression as well, and then abandonment. Someone wrote in about addressing abandonment as well. So we've got a lot. We have grief, abandonment, loss, chronic illness, insomnia, self-expression, let's see, abundance blocks, abuse, addiction, and procrastination. You get all that, Lisa?
I know. I'm like, I need a piece of paper to jot that down. But no, that's okay. So, you know, they're all big projects. That could be another 12 hours worth of clearing or easily an hour. So I know we don't have that much, but we are going to touch on all of them. And again, just so everybody knows that so much of that is covered in great depth in the Divine Frequency Activations and clearings in Package 1, just so you know that if I miss what you wrote or we don't get to go deep enough, I just want you to know that that's why that's so helpful. So I am really being called to start with the grief and loss. And
okay.
It is such a big trauma, and I know we often kind of ignore it. And in our world, our society, we don't kind of take time to grieve often. So let's bring everyone into the Akashic Records together. So we are going to take a moment and open our group records. So let's just sit back and close our eyes if we're in a place we can do that comfortably. And then just taking a nice breath as we drop down into our sacred heart center. Taking a nice breath, inviting our heart to expand a little bit further. We ask the Divine Lords of Unconditional Love to help us center fully in this moment as we create this sacred space. Please wrap us in your love and protection and allow us to travel to the highest realms of the Akasha available to us today. Please help us relay our multidimensional hearts open to divine love and release all resistance. Lords of the Akashic Record, please guide us to the deepest truth we can access now. Support us in healing and releasing that which no longer serves on our true path. We give great thanks for your divine love and support on this journey today. So just letting yourself take a couple of nice, deep and grounding breaths. And just notice what you notice. I often feel kind of a cool, swirly energy around as this beautiful Akashic column of light encircles us all. Encircles the whole planet because I know there's people all around the world. Ah, beautiful, coming together. And so we'll start by asking our personal Akashic records, because as we do this, we're really inviting our record keepers to step in and assist each of us personally. So if that is your intention, just silently think, yes, please. And we ask our record keepers to help us to clear loss, the energy of grief and sadness and any anger that is attached to that, because I get that we often go to anger also if someone crosses over them. We weren't prepared, or we really counted on them or loved them deeply, and their support was so important for us. So we're just going to start by clearing all those energies of grief, anger, sadness, whether it's a person or a pet. Sometimes it's not someone we even know. Sometimes it's a little bit more global, something that we're animals that we're losing, whole groups of animals. Or sometimes there's a tidal wave or a hurricane, right, where we lose people or our houses or fires here in California. So just all of that energy of the loss and the sadness or the anger that shows up, any and all of those emotions that are connected to our loss and our grief. And just keep taking some nice, deep, clearing breaths as we let this energy go for all of us and all of the collective energy that we can release. And any unconscious, unremembered trauma, sometimes it's a loss from when we were young, or even a loss from another lifetime that is still holding us and blocking us today. We sometimes lose our significant partners in other lifetimes, and there's a fear that we have of being intimate with people because we're afraid we'll lose them if we actually speak our love and become significant partners. And so we want to clear past life trauma also, where we have lost loved ones, and that is still affecting us in this life now. Beautiful. And then we always want to fill up with our highest Akashic light, energy, wisdom, and highest vibration. We can now hold after clearing and releasing the old emotional pain, trauma, lower vibrational energies and emotions. So we always want to fill up right after we clear and release. Okay, so maybe the easiest thing, Carrie, would be if you just then kind of read the next thing on your list, and we'll go on to the next thing.
Okay, let's go to abandonment and insecurity with expression, self-expression.
Perfect, okay. Yeah, boy, abandonment, that's a biggie, isn't it? And being able to speak our truth and express. So I think we'll do abandonment first and then expression and speaking our truth.
Okay.
So just clearing any time in this lifetime where we have felt abandoned, whether it has been by a parent or significant partner, sometimes even our good friends, or siblings, or grandparents, other family members, wherever that loss, that deep, deep loss where we felt that we've been left behind or abandoned, we want to clear that energy, that emotional pain and trauma of abandonment, and the loss that's also often connected to it. We want to clear any abandonment that's connected to divorce. Sometimes it's our parents' divorce when we were little and didn't know what was happening, and possibly one of the parents left and we didn't see them for a long time or occasionally ever again. So we want to clear that sort of connected abandonment to divorce from for us as children, and any abandonment that is connected to our own divorce, where we felt that possibly our partner abandoned us by divorcing us. Weight in that energy of divorce. I think that most of us have experienced some form of that loss, that abandonment through divorce in this lifetime. And again, then we'll just ask the record keepers to go back outside of time and space in this beautiful quantum field that we're in to help us to clear, release any past lives where we felt that we were abandoned. The record keepers are saying adoption. There's a lot of energy around being put up for adoption, being left with a grandparent or an aunt or uncle or someone else, especially in the recent past lives, World War I, World War II, especially often World War II, we know in England that they sent all the children away. To be safe out of London and such. So there's a lot of that old energy that's affecting people where we had those kinds of lives. And it actually didn't just happen in London. It happened in many, many different countries where the children were sent away to some place that was safer than the city maybe the parents were in or than the area that the parents were living in. So we want to clear all of that energy around abandonment. And or being put up for adoption, being sent to an orphanage. Yeah, very weighty. They're a lot heavy. I've actually had quite a few recent clients who have had that kind of experience where their parents have left them with grandparents so they could go find work somewhere else. This sort of all these combinations that people often don't even think about, or they didn't have a choice, the parent didn't have a choice, they needed to work and make money, and the best option for the child was the grandparent, and yet the child has that wound, that trauma of abandonment. So clearing, releasing all of that through all time, space, continuum, all places, planes, and dimensions where we have experienced that. We want to clear, release, delete or update and upgrade the soul contract that we've had with the people, whether it's our parents or our relatives or the significant partner or friend, whoever, whatever that might have been. Don't forget to breathe. Beautiful. Bringing all the gifts, learning from Demi and all of those lifetimes in this lifetime into this present time now. And we fill ourselves up with our highest Akashic light, wisdom, and vibration that we can hold. And don't forget, if you've got some water near, to breathe and drink some water through the whole clearing, right?
Yes. Because we can tense up without realizing it. That was a big one. I felt a lot with the abandonment there. Thank you, Lisa. So speaking our truth, self-expression feels important next.
Okay. So the record keepers are going to start by going back outside of time, space, back to past lives, especially so many different lives where we were unable to speak about what we did, who we were, our gifts. Often we were some sort of healer, light worker, and we were often women, but certainly not always. And so a lot of different lifetimes in the last well, 1,000 years specifically, it feels like, especially since the Dark Ages, where we were coming to help to raise the vibration on the planet, help humanity, heal people, do our light work. We were sometimes, you know, midwives and healers and even the local doctor. And we were also often afraid to share our gifts because of the Inquisition, et cetera. So we just want to clear any of that fear of speaking our truth, of expressing in a bigger way of who we really are. Sometimes we were amazing inventors, but we were afraid to share our inventions. Or we were writers and we couldn't share our books because they would be seen as heresy or something that might have gotten us thrown in jail or prison or something, or killed. So we want to clear all of that. Also, and any place where we made a vow to stay hidden, to not be seen, we want to clear those vows. We want to clear the group contracts that are connected to also being a group of whatever we were, healers, teachers, light workers. So we want to clear the group vows of staying hidden and not speaking out or speaking our truth or sharing our gifts. So we want to clear all of that through all time, space, continuum. And also right up into this lifetime, also similar, any place. Sometimes our families thought we were crazy if we talked about what we could see that we were, or knew all the information, or what we learned or what we believed. So we want to clear any soul contracts or group contracts with our families, or singular contracts with our families or partners or friends, to not speak about what we could do or what we knew. Where we hid our gifts and talents because we didn't want to be judged. And how all of that has blocked us in the past from being able to move forward and share our gifts and create what we've come to create. Whew. And so we ask our Akashic record keepers, our librarians, our beings of light, to bring all of the gifts, the talents, the wisdom, the memories present, those healed gifts present into our physical bodies, into our energy field right here and now in this body. We just invite all of those gifts and talents to integrate into our body all the way down with ease and grace. And we ask the record keepers also to fill us up with our highest Akashic wisdom, light, and energy after these two big clearings. All right. Oof.
And breathe.
Right. Me too. More water.
Yes, please go ahead and drink some water, Lisa. And I'm feeling like the next layer here for clearing and release that feels important would be clearing poverty vows or blocks to abundance.
Beautiful. Okay. So we move back into this beautiful quantum field, inviting all lifetimes in which we took a vow of poverty, chastity, or obedience, where we were priests or monks or nuns, where we took these kind of spiritual vows, or any other place where we made vows of poverty, and we want to just pull all those lifetimes out, and we ask our own Akashic record keepers and beings of light to burn those vows which no longer serve us. So releasing and burning all the vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience through all time, space, continuum, all places, planes, and dimensions. We also want to clear any vow that we took to never be rich again or wealthy or abundant because we found that when we had money we weren't nice, or maybe we lost our life or something that we deemed bad happened to us. And so any lifetime where we vowed to not be rich because we were blaming the money for our challenges. So we want to clear and burn, delete all of those vows to not have money through all time, space, continuum, all places, lines, and dimensions. Those are kind of weirdly insipid. I don't know why they are so. It's just kind of, it looks like almost a root system and threads that connect in these different lifetimes. And we also want to clear them back that through our ancestral lineage, any place where there are vows of poverty or where there is kind of energetic belief that money is bad, that we have inherited those kind of energetic beliefs that money's bad, it doesn't, you know, that we don't want to have money. Again, it's very connected in some ways to those vows, but kind of another layer. So we want to clear that through our ancestral lineages also. Good. And bringing all of the gifts and talents that we have written into our soul plan this time, all those great gifts, all that wisdom, all that ability to create, whether it's a business or it's a sort of kind of work that we want to do, whether it's a healing or an invention or a just being tremendously abundant because we are that, and the universe is truly here to supply us with all of the beautiful abundance that's here for us. And so really opening to receive the beautiful abundance of the divine after clearing and releasing all of those old constrictive vows and contracts. Whew, bringing that and the gifts and the talents all present in our physical body here and now.
All right. Okay. A lot flowing through here, Lisa. Thank you. If you're okay with continuing,
sure.
Another important thing is chronic illness and pain.
Yes, absolutely. So let's see how the record keepers want to work on that for us. So they actually want to go back through and energetically do some erasure on kind of the pain pictures. And so, you know, we mentioned the energetic pain body, and we hold a lot of emotional and physical pain in this pain body, which is not truly a body that we're even supposed to have. Right, we have our physical, our emotional, our mental, our spiritual bodies. The pain body is one that actually gets created through a lot of emotional pain, trauma, which often kind of shows up as physical pain in our bodies. So we're going to do just a clearing around some of that physical pain and the emotional pain that's connected to it. And then, so let me just do that. Then there's another layer which feels like a program that they want us to delete so that we can use any sort of challenges to wake up to a greater truth and to find the perfect, highest and best answer for us on whatever our personal chronic illness or chronic challenge or aspect might be. So, okay, clearing pain body. So they're really just clearing, releasing, also deleting all of this old heavy energy that no longer serves us. It's really stuck in the past, and so we can release it to be kind of recycled for the highest good of all concerned. It's like the record keepers often say, you know, all of the old karmic patterns have been cleared in the Akashic field, in the quantum field, but now we as humans need to believe that and see kind of a higher truth and make a choice to move forward and not dwell in kind of our past story. So we can clear a lot of this energetically, and then again, you know, they want to remind us that it is so important for us to take baby steps and to start to move and work on raising our vibration by doing these sorts of works and listening to Carrie's show and look for that highest and best next step for you to take. And so that really is part of this clearing we're doing in the moment, as we're releasing kind of all of this old heavy energy and filling you up with this higher frequency, really to let you activate your energy bodies to draw in, right, to be that higher vibrational magnet to draw these beautiful opportunities to you. Beautiful. That looks really nice. I just want to do a little bit more work around the kind of program that can keep us kind of stuck in the story. So we want to clear and delete the they're part of a program is that keeps us kind of bouncing back into believing that it's in our best interest to do this or be this way or continue on that path. And so we want to kind of break down those that are not true. If they're true, of course they stay, but if they're part of a program which is really keeping you in a jail, energetic jail, then we're breaking down those aspects that keep us in fear and keep us stuck. And so we clear and release that energy so that the rest of that jail or that program can just fall away so we can start to see those new opportunities and feel excitement to choose a new path or just choose something new. Often it might be small, but it's new and it's exciting and it's moving out of that old energy of fear that we've been so stuck in this world for ever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that feels good. It creates a beautiful expanded state in our energy field. So again, I just fill with that gorgeous Akashic wisdom, light, and high vibrational energy so that we are again drawing to us beautiful, perfect divine opportunities for each of us.
Thank you, Lisa. The only other things I have written down, and I say only, abuse and addiction, and then at the end that we have insomnia and procrastination. So abuse and addiction, maybe that feels important to touch on if that's okay.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And also so that everybody knows that, you know, as we're clearing all these different aspects, often they're very intertwined and connected.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely as we did a lot of that emotional pain and physical pain and trauma, all of that definitely is also connected into that abuse and that addiction, which often gets triggered, but really wanting to work and focus on that specifically because it is so big, and so many of the light workers have chosen to come in and end abuse on the planet by being born into these families or having relationships that have been abusive. And so the beings of light are so grateful for you ending these traumas, this abuse on the planet. It really is, I believe, coming to an end. So it's not getting passed forward. We are not handing it down to our children or to other people, right? So we want to clear that emotional pain and that's connected to that abuse and often triggers the addictive patterns. Just clearing lots of layers from this lifetime and any and all other lifetimes where we have had these situations, where we have been abused and often carry that forward or been the abuser and carry that forward into these lifetimes so that we can end this through all time-space continuum. So we've been working on clearing that. Any soul contracts or group contracts also that are complete that we can release, delete, and burn. It has to do with abuse or often the consequence, which is often addiction and burying ourselves, burying our pain in addiction. So kind of they're clearing back through time space, forward through time space also. Beautiful. So we fill up with our highest Akashic wisdom, light, and energy. we move ourselves into a very powerful state of forgiveness through all time space, forgiving others as well as ourselves. Bringing all of this healing to a cellular level, allowing it to integrate with ease and grace. Beautiful.
Thank you, Lisa.
My
that felt like a deep one. That was okay. Lisa, you want to drink some water here for a second? I want to make sure you're okay. And I'll,
oh, yes, absolutely. I am good.
And the only things left on my list that people wrote in about were insomnia. I know that's a very specific. And then procrastination.
Okay, let's see what we can do with those. Interesting. So they're going to do some work around insomnia that has to do with having some not very nice playmates on the astral plane, which is kind of interesting and probably a lot more common than we think, right, because we are very expansive and there are not always lovely souls that we play with on the astral plane. So we're going to do some work around that, and I'm sure some other things will come up to clear and release out. They're talking, they'll do a little bit of kind of brain rewiring and almost, it almost looks like grounding of the brain in a way that seems to create some of that insomnia also. I'm sorry, and what was the other thing?
Let's see. It was procrastination.
Oh, procrastination. Like, okay, that's so funny. Okay, yes, and procrastination. So I'll start with the insomnia, and then we'll do the procrastination. Interesting,
okay.
There's a bunch of energy that seems to be kind of blocking future, which is what's creating this procrastination. Interesting. Okay, so let's do those two, and I'm just going to do some astral plane work. We definitely want to clear any soul contracts that you have with these, that we all have, because we often have soul contracts with not such nice beings. Often they're dark beings. Sometimes we've called on them to give us power in other lifetimes. We've made vows and contracts with these darker beings to support them, and so they show up and they want our energy. Sometimes they're also energy vampires. They want us to support them in some way by helping to, energetically acknowledge them and such. So we just want to break and clear and release and delete all of those soul contracts and any of them that are group contracts and any vows that we may have had with any of these entities or energy patterns or dark beings or anything through all time, space, continuum, all places, planes, and dimensions that are connected to us either also on the astral, or sometimes they'll show up as entities in our life too. They come past astral into affecting us in our daily life. So clearing all of those, both awake and asleep. Delete any hooks or connections or cords that we have with these beings, also astral or any other place, plane, or dimension, past, present, future. Delete, release. All psychic connections with them. A little brain rewiring and grounding. I think that's interesting. I've never thought about brain grounding, but that's what they It looks almost like they're rewiring and almost feels like connecting in a deeper way down into the cerebellum. I'm not sure what those are called. Anyway, brainstem, really grounding it down and being more connected down into the body. So feeling safer, more grounded and present in our physical body so that we can relax when we sleep, that we are not in concern of, like, floating away or anything. Even strengthening your astral silver cord for everybody, because we want to make sure that that feels really solid and present in this very moment, in this body, in this time-space. So you can astral travel all you want and always find your body with ease. Oh, good. Nice, that feels good. That all in, and then we're going to work on clearing some of these blocks between you and moving forward, and to really being able to create what your heart desires, to move forward with ease and grace, doing whatever it is you want to do, whether it's just exercising or going to a grocery store, creating a business, calling somebody. It could be small or big, like writing a book or becoming an entrepreneur, you know, or making a phone call or getting some exercise, going for a walk, whatever it is. We just want to clear, release, delete all of that. It's kind of funny. It almost looks like a cloud, but it feels like cement. So it's very kind of interesting energy. It feels like a lot of it comes from the collective. A lot of collective energy of everybody else's stuff, right, that we buy into, that we naturally, it often kind of looks like that, like fog or like a cloud to me, like this collective unconscious belief and stuff and fear and worry about what's going to happen tomorrow, what's going to happen next year. So we want to pull ourselves out and away from that collective fear, all of that energy, collective energy that is creating this procrastination in ourselves, in our lives now. So just releasing all of that. And beautiful, bringing us really present into this moment, really grounding us back down into our physical bodies as we fill ourselves up one last time with our highest Akashic wisdom, our connection to our soul plan, our higher selves, our Akashic records, really aligning with this perfect soul path that you have come to walk in this life. And filling us with the highest vibrational and frequency that we can now hold after all of this healing we've done over the last 40 or so minutes, really shifting our energy and frequency, bringing in our perfect highest divine frequency for us in this moment, along with our highest gifts and talents that we've been gathering through this time, inviting them to integrate down into our physical body's energy field, all the way down in a cellular level with ease and grace. And grounding that all the way into the body and inviting our body to also ground here to our dear Mother Earth beneath our feet so that we can easily walk this physical path and create what we have come to create in this earth plane dimension and world, creating the new earth, the highest creation for each of us. Beautiful. And we thank the Akashic Masters and each and every one of our beings of light for the love and the healing, the guidance, the wisdom, and we close and lock our group records for now. And so it is. Blessed be.
And so it is. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lisa and the Akashic Masters. That was probably one of the most comprehensive clearings we've done together on a group call like this, over 40 minutes. So thank you, Lisa, for that. We covered a lot. If anyone wants to write in, let us know how you're feeling. I know that someone wrote in during the clearings and said, Jeannie, is it normal to have dinosaur tears streaming down my cheeks? So there was clearly a lot of relief happening.
Let it flow. Absolutely. I always think just letting those emotions, right? Let them roll out.
Yes. I thought that was very interesting about the insomnia, that people were having all of these astral dealings, interactions that were preventing deep sleep. And so that was a beautiful clearing of the astral entities, all of that. There were so many, I wrote down, there's just a list of everything that we went through. So I hope that everybody is drinking your water, feeling lighter. Someone had asked, in what form did the clearings come in Offer A? Are they MP3s, Lisa?
Oh, yes. They are downloadable audios. So you just can, listen to it on your phone. You could listen to it while you take a walk. So there's nothing to watch, right? It would just be like listening to this replay and exactly kind of this is the way I do healing. So I tell you what's going on and just I kind of chatter away as the record keepers are telling me what's happening. And it just kind of really moves through us. So you could sit down and just, listen for an hour every day if you wanted or whenever you have the time, because I know it is a lot of hours of work. So I wouldn't pile it into too short of a time because you'll be tired. It'll make often that healing energy takes our physical body a little bit of time. So I wouldn't certainly do more than one a day.
And it's beautiful because we covered so much here. But for those of you who want to go deeper into some of the topics that are covered, with physical pain, health, relationships, everything, those clearings and recordings are there. Let me read just a few of the comments that have come in for you, Lisa. Jackie said, thank you, Lisa, for bringing such good vibrations to us. Your comment about procrastinating being a block to our future made so much sense. Thank you for your wisdom. Lacey said, and so it is. This feels like a really important collective clearing. So grateful to be here and so grateful for both of you and this whole community of beautiful beings. Thank you, Lacey. Jeannie Latimer said, thank you so much to both of you, sending love and light right back to you, Jeannie. Mayor said, beautiful. Thank you, Lisa and Carrie, especially with the abundance and the insomnia. God bless us all with bright, happy futures. Yes, beautiful.
Absolutely.
Yes, please.
We receive that.
Sherry said, oh, my goodness, I went so deep. Lots of body jolts and almost fell asleep. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Wow. Cynthia said, thank you so much. So grateful I was able to be here. Glad you're here, Cynthia. Mm-hmm. So, wow. Thank you, Lisa.
Oh, my pleasure. This is kind of my two greatest passions. So I think it's just very fun that is the special offer. My two passions are doing group healing because we can heal really so much in this quantum field. And so I know this is, another 12 hours of healing for people who really want to continue to move through their old stuck energy with the divine frequency activations and clearings. And of course, teaching people to access their own Akashic records. So I feel very blessed to have been called to the planet at this time to to offer this work, to be able to do this work mm-hmm. with everyone. So thank you.
Oh, so grateful for you, Lisa. And, you know, we have so many listeners who are here for a reason, and to be able to learn how to access their own records and, you know, with your home study course is a beautiful opportunity. So thank you for everything that you have created and offered here, everything you shared today, Lisa. So much love to you. Appreciate you so much. And to all of you beautiful, mystical, magical beings, thank you for your time, your openness, your love, and your presence today. It's been an honor to have you with us. Notice how you're feeling, what stood out for you, what shifted for you. And then just let the beautiful blessings flow. Open up to receive the benefits of everything that has been ignited here today with Lisa. Remember that you truly are a sacred being, a creator being, a multidimensional master of light. Please claim yourself as that and receive the support, the education, the wisdom to further step into your role and mission here. And I hope that you'll review the offerings from Lisa and say yes if they resonate with you. Just remember, you are brilliant, you are resilient, you're dearly loved, you're certainly not alone. Thank you for joining Lisa and myself on this soulful adventure today. I am sending waves and waves of new earth grace and glory and gratitude from my heart to yours. May you feel it, receive it, and then offer it to those you encounter today or tonight, wherever you happen to be in the world. And as always, until next time, please give yourself full permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and own that amazing, powerful glow of yours. I'll see you back here in this playground of light next time. Bye, everybody.